I want to talk this morning about the body as a roadmap of awakening and just kind of to lay the foundation. You know, what's amazing about the Buddhist teachings is that you can just tell that the Buddha was incredibly wise because he could make our complex experience so simple, and pointing to what trips us up and what helps us be happy. And one of the really simple formulations is a feeling tone, or Vedana in Pali. And this is the idea that, or the reality that all of our experience, anything we think or feel or see or smell or taste or touch or hear, any experience is going to be either pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And that seems like so obvious that it's like, okay, whatever. But the whole Buddhist tradition of enlightenment is to work with this conundrum. And the conundrum is we know how to be happy, at peace, open, when our experience is pleasant. Do you know how to be open-hearted when your experience is unpleasant? Do you know how to be open-hearted when your experience is just neutral? And we like to think we can, we are open-hearted, and but are we really open-hearted when the going gets tough? And there's a funny cartoon of the Cookie Monster. He's actually incorporated into the famous Hokusai painting of the people in the boats with the big waves and the mountain in the background. And the Cookie Monster is living in the wave. And he's saying, today me will live in the present moment, unless it's unpleasant, in which case me will eat a cookie. And that's kind of our relationship. We, as long as it's pleasant, we think we're good. But when it's unpleasant or even neutral, it's when we realize our mind is very attached to things being a certain way. And a key aspect of the Buddha's teaching on feeling tone is the feeling tone itself is not the problem. And by the way, it'll never change this fact that our life will be a series of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral experiences, no matter how rich or famous or good looking or talented or, you know, that you are, all the things our culture, you know, values so much, your life is still pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And the Buddhist teaching on freedom is not being free from pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. It's being free in our relationship with pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. It's not the pleasant, it's not the feeling tone that causes our suffering. It's how we relate to it. And our normal relationship is reactive. We can really think of suffering, all suffering is some kind of reactivity to our experience. And the alternative is love and mindfulness, metta and mindfulness. These are the kind of root qualities of being non-reactive and being responsive to our experience. We can let things be as they are and then take appropriate action. So one very simple way of thinking about enlightenment is just if you don't care if the next moment is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, you're free. And this is possible. It's possible through this path of wisdom and love, the Buddhist path. Our normal way of being is we don't see that all of our issues are really our relationship with pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. The thinking mind obscures that. And we think a lot of complicated stuff is going on, and it is. But underneath it all, it's quite simple. we're in a reactive relationship to feeling tone. You can look at any situation, you're going to see, you're going to have greed for the pleasant. If you're suffering, there's going to be greed for the pleasant, or aversion to the unpleasant, or ignoring of the neutral. And when I was working with a meditation student who was the mother of a teenage daughter, and they were having a lot of conflict when she didn't even meditate that much, just the concept that she could just say to herself unpleasant when she was in conflict with her daughter, it just de-escalated the whole situation. It's just unpleasant, okay. And then it feels workable, our experience. But, you know, our conceptual mind kind of obscures all this. So our Buddhist practice is oriented towards the body and the physical senses, so we can start seeing our experience more clearly. We can be in the simplicity of our body, the simplicity of our physical senses. And when we bring attention to the body, we start to watch how pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral operates. And then we watch how we're typically very reactive to it. We're greedy when it's pleasant. We want to cling and hold on to the pleasant, but that doesn't work because pleasant comes and goes. We get very aversive to the unpleasant. And that doesn't work because the unpleasant comes. It'll go too if we let it. So when we work with the body, we start to see just the simple truth of our experience. The big issue is we don't like it when it's unpleasant in the body. We like it when it's pleasant, and we totally ignore it when it's neutral. And the Buddhist path is really about learning to let go of greed, aversion, and delusion and replace it with interest and curiosity of mindfulness. So we all understand, you know, when we feel an itch somewhere in meditation, we might, you know, not scratch it. We might instead just feel it. And yes, it's unpleasant, but we realize, oh, if I'm interested in the experience, if I notice what it's like and I'm curious about it, it doesn't really afflict us nearly as much. So that's a little, you know, just a microcosm of how this Buddhist path works. So there's something really cool that we learn when we start paying attention to the body with mindfulness. We learn that the body is a roadmap to enlightenment. Because what we learn is, this is really interesting, in general, the states of mind that are conducive to awakening are pleasant in the body. And the states of mind that are not conducive are unpleasant. I'm generalizing, so this is not a hard and fast rule, but it operates a lot. And so just let me say a little bit about the construct of skillful and unskillful states. And we can talk about wholesome or unwholesome, skillful, unskillful, helpful, unhelpful. Those are three sets of words for the same thing. And what's skillful leads towards well-being for oneself and others, because down deep, well-being for oneself is the same as well-being for others. So skillful leads really to connection, both internally and externally. Unskillful states disconnect us from ourselves and from others. And so the root unskillful states are our reaction to pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. So the unskillful states are greed, aversion, delusion. And all of those states feel unpleasant in the body. When we're greedy, it's tight because we're trying to grab something that's moving away from us. When we feel aversion to the unpleasant, it's tight because we're trying to push away something that's coming towards us. So it's really interesting to watch this in the body. Our reactive states Our unskillful states tend to be tense. The opposite, if we go to, well, what are the skillful states or helpful states? Well, the way it's, you can see it in the Pali Canon, is it's non-greed, non-aversion, non-delusion. And then there's lots of things that fall into that. So in the simplest formulation, to take it out of the negating and into the affirming, we could say it's generosity, love, and wisdom. Those are kind of the opposites of greed, aversion, delusion. So think about it. When you really feel generous in your heart, how do you imagine that feeling in the body? Right? It's going to feel light, expansive in the heart. When we feel love, it's going to feel something pleasant in the body. And when there's wisdom, when we see clearly how things are, the body can be in this very easeful place. So this is a really interesting thing to track in your experience. When you're in a reactive and unskillful, unhelpful state, something that's disconnecting you from your experience, it's very likely going to be tense in the body. When you're in a place where you're connecting with your experience or with others, it's likely going to be pleasant in the body. And so we can then go a little bit more granular with this, because then there's complicated states like anger or desire. Anger can be pleasant in the mind. We love our righteous thoughts. It's very pleasant to feel right and someone else is wrong. We love that thought. But how does it feel in the body? Well, you can probably guess anger often, not always, but anger can be pretty unpleasant in the body. Desire is another example. Desire can be very pleasant in the mind. But when we turn to the body, we see that it can be tense. Because desire is trying to have something you don't have. There's a lack. Instead of just resting in your natural peace, you're trying to reach for something. So it's often tight in the body. So the practice suggestion for today, if you want to take it up, is to just notice, is there tension or not in the body? And sometimes tension is just purely physical, but sometimes it reflects our mind. And so you can really notice, oh, the body might be showing you when you're in a reactive place. So that's my encouragement for the day. And I hope you enjoy it.